Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. I apologize for not speaking in Italian, but Jagovinda will translate.
Chiedo scusa per non poter parlare in italiano, ma Jagovinda
traduce. I'm reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 13.
Leggevo dalla Bhagavad Gita, capitolo 2, verso
13. Dehi nosmin yata dehe. Komaram yovanajara tata dehantara praptir dhirastatra namuyate. Translation: as the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The sober person is not bewildered by such a change.
Traduzione: come l'anima incarnata passa in questo corpo dall'infanzia alla giovinezza e poi alla vecchiaia, così l'anima passa in un altro corpo restando sulla morte. La persona saggia non è turbata da questo cambiamento.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tiamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschita De Satarane. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, the warrior Arjuna was reluctant to fight. It was a civil war.
Era una guerra civile.
And on the other side were his grandfather Bhishma, his military teacher Dronacharya, and other relatives. So Krishna is inducing Arjuna to fight. And in this verse he's beginning his teachings about the eternality of the soul.
In questo verso lui sta iniziando il suo insegnamento sull'eternità dell'anima.
And the fact that no one can actually kill anyone.
E il fatto che nessuno può uccidere qualcuno.
Because the real self is eternal.
Perché il vero sé.
We should not misunderstand this.
Non dovremmo far intendere questo.
Krishna is not advocating whimsical killing or war.
Krishna non sta sostenendo l'uccisione capricciosa o la guerra.
But for the right cause,
ma per una giusta causa,
fighting is sometimes inevitable.
Talvolta il combattimento è inevitabile.
Just as in World War II, when Hitler invaded and occupied so many East European and West European countries
and was
bombing England and sinking merchant ships off the coast of the United States, and when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, and sunk so many U.S. naval ships, there was a need for war.
stata necessità di guerra.
To stop the spread of the tyranny.
Per fermare la diffusione della tirannia.
So it was not appropriate for Arjuna as a warrior class to take the position of a non-violent gentleman.
Perciò non era il caso per Arjuna come un guerriero di prendere la posizione della non violenza.
Now Krishna is explaining by an analogy.
Krishna sta spiegando attraverso un'analogia
about the transmigration of the soul.
Riguardo la trasmigrazione dell'anima.
In the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita,
nell'introduzione della Bhagavad Gita,
Prabhupada says that the Bhagavad Gita contains subjects that are in other scriptures of the world also.
Krishna Prabhupada dice che troveranno in questo libro argomenti che sono già stati trattati in altre scritture.
But it contains some teachings that are not found in other scriptures.
Ma contiene anche insegnamenti che non sono trattati in altre scritture.
The example of a clear explanation of the transmigration of the soul.
Ad esempio una chiara spiegazione della trasmigrazione dell'anima.
Is one.
È una.
That it is only taught in Bhagavad Gita. One time on a morning walk in Germany in
1974,
Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse.
Srila Prabhupada citò questo verso.
And he asked his students if anyone had any objection to it. He liked to debate with his students. So I was on that walk, and I took the role of the devil's advocate and raised an argument. I did it not just because Prabhupada liked to debate, but I had a doubt about the verse myself. I said, this verse is an analogy. Showing that the body changes during this lifetime. From boyhood to youth to old age. But it does not prove that at death the body, it does not prove that at death the soul takes another body. Srila Prabhupada then gave another example to prove that we experience the change of bodies. He gave the example of dreaming. He said at night we dream that we have a different body. We may dream that we're a king or that we're being chased by a tiger. But when we wake, we change back to our waking consciousness. And our waking body. So I argued to Srila Prabhupada that this was another analogy. It explained the phenomena of dreams and how we change bodies in sleep. But it does not prove that at the time of death the soul takes another body. Then Srila Prabhupada changed his direction. He said, we have to accept this verse on the authority of Krishna. At that point, I stopped being the devil's advocate and became silent. I had long ago accepted Krishna as the supreme authority through Srila Prabhupada. For things beyond our experience, we have to accept the authority.
Dobbiamo accettare l'autorità
of the person who knows.
Della persona che conosce.
For example,
ad esempio,
a child accepts the identity of his father on the authority of his mother.
Un bambino accetta l'identità del padre sulla base dell'autorità della madre.
There is no other way for him to research it.
Non c'è un altro modo per lui di fare la ricerca.
In Vedic philosophy, there are three kinds of proofs or pramanas.
Nella filosofia vedica ci sono tre tipi di prove, pramana.
One is called pratyaksha.
Uno è chiamato pratyaksha.
This is knowledge derived by direct sense perception.
Questo è la conoscenza che deriva dalla percezione sensoriale diretta.
Where you know something by seeing it or touching it or smelling it. So this knowledge is faulty. When we look up at the huge sun planet, it looks no bigger than a plate. And the moon looks like a balloon. The second kind of proof is called anumana. That is knowledge by deduction.
Questa è la conoscenza che deriva dalla deduzione.
By logic.
Attraverso la logica.
In this way, the mundane philosophers come to their conclusions.
In questo modo i filosofi mondani arrivano alle loro conclusioni.
But throughout the centuries, one philosopher conquers another philosopher's teachings.
Ma nel corso dei secoli un filosofo conquista la teoria di un altro filosofo
by use of better logic,
attraverso l'uso di una migliore logica,
and is a relative knowledge.
Quindi è una conoscenza relativa.
The third kind of proof is called shabda.
Terzo tipo di prova è chiamato shabda.
Or knowledge by hearing. It is actually called Brahma Shabda. Hearing sound from the spiritual evidence of the scriptures. This is absolute and perfect. In this way we accept the change of bodies and the transmigration of the soul. The analogies that Krishna uses are helpful tools. For example, later in this chapter, Krishna says that just as a person discards old and worn out garments, and takes new ones, so the eternal self discards his worn out body and takes a new fresh body. We cannot get perfect knowledge from an ordinary human being. Because although we are all spirit souls, we're covered over by material bodies that put us in ignorance. The human being suffers four defects that make him imperfect. Four defects that make him imperfect. Every person, even a great person, has a tendency to make mistakes.
Anche una grande persona ha la tendenza a commettere errori.
And everyone is in illusion.
Tutti sono nell'illusione.
For example, we're in the illusion that we think we're this body.
Ad esempio, pensiamo tutti di essere questo corpo.
Whereas the body is just like a coat covering the real self.
Mentre il corpo è semplicemente come un vestito che ricopre il vero sé.
Prabhupada gave an example that in India sometimes in traffic a man is driving a Rolls Royce car.
Prabhupada ad esempio che in India a volte nel traffico qualcuno guida una Rolls Royce.
And he shouts scornfully to the rickshaw driver. Hey you, rickshaw.
Hey tu, rickshaw.
As if that man driving the rickshaw is a rickshaw. And the man driving the Rolls Royce is a Rolls Royce car. But it's the driver. They're both human beings. One is not better than the other. But by identification with the body, we think so. In going through the changes of the body, the soul passes through six stages.
L'anima va attraverso sei cambiamenti, sei stadi.
First of all, he or she is born.
Innanzitutto nasce.
And that's a very painful experience.
E questa è un'esperienza molto dolorosa.
The Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us how conception and birth takes place.
Bhagavatam spiega come avviene il processo del concepimento e della nascita.
on the night of conception, the soul is injected in the semen of the man into the woman's. Ovum. And there it is first formed into a small pea-like size. That develops, and in 3 months the holes of the body are there, the eyes and the different orifices of the body and the body structure. This is why abortion is such a crime. Because at such an early stage there is already life in the womb. It is not just like the woman is cutting off a boil. A boil. But she's murdering a little infant in premature size. But to remain in that air-packed bag, within the womb of the mother is very painful. He has to suffer anything that the mother does. If she is hit or if she eats some spicy food, he has to suffer and he cannot move. It doesn't matter if one is a king in the womb or one is a very poor man. They all have to suffer the same in the stage of birth. Then after being born, one begins to grow, and then he goes through the stage of giving off some byproducts. Such as when he or she is old enough, they give off children. Or they produce some work. Then the living being stays for a duration of time. And then it begins to dwindle with old age. And then the final stage is death, and the body goes into oblivion. According to the culture one lives in, the body is either buried. According to the culture one lives in, the body is either buried or cremated. Or in some cultures they just throw the body on the mountain to be eaten by animals. Or the ancient Egyptians used to mummify important persons. Make mummies. They made the mummies to preserve the body for the journey to the next life. That was a That was a very primitive idea of transmigration. He used to bury the body with all food and articles that he would use in his next life. Not knowing that he or she would actually be born as a helpless baby. And not necessarily as a great Pharaoh. And now they have the fad of freezing the body, with the idea that someday science will come up with a way to make life eternal. And at that time they can unfreeze the body and come out. Unfreeze the body. This is a complete nonsense idea. There's no way that life can be brought back into the body once the soul leaves the body. So the soul's next destination is determined. By the way he lives in this life. Those who die in the mode of goodness go to the planets of the demigods. There are higher planets in the universe where greatly elevated living beings live. They experience pleasures far beyond what we can experience on the Earth planet. And they live for much longer life durations. But in the end, their pious credits which elevated them to those higher planets become exhausted or used up, and the body takes death and the soul has to come down again to the earth and take another body. Those who die in the mode of passion take birth again in the human species. But there they still have to suffer. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Badi, the fourfold sufferings of material life. That is birth, death, disease, and old age. No medical science has produced a cure for disease. They may find a vaccine to cure one disease, but this body is a temple of disease, and one will get one disease or another. That's why Krishna describes life in this world as dukhalayam ashashvatam. Temporary and miserable. And those who die in the mode of ignorance
coloro che muoiono nel mondo dell'ignoranza
take birth as ghosts or spirits,
riprendono nascita come fantasmi o spiriti,
or they're born in the animal species of life.
Oppure rinascono in specie di vita animale.
The animals also have souls.
Anche gli animali hanno un'anima.
There's no difference between an animal and a human being in terms of the presence of the soul being in the heart.
Non c'è differenza tra un uomo e un animale nel senso di avere un'anima nel cuore.
The presence of the soul is symptomized by consciousness.
La presenza dell'anima si evince dal sintomo della coscienza.
When you pinch your body anywhere, you feel consciousness.
Quando pizzichi il corpo in qualsiasi punto senti la coscienza.
So if you cut an animal, he feels pain.
Perciò se tagli un animale prova dolore.
Therefore, in Krishna consciousness and in any sane society, the slaughter of animals is forbidden.
Perciò in coscienza di Krishna e in qualsiasi società sana, l'uccisione degli animali è proibita.
If you kill an animal, you interrupt its evolutionary cycle.
Se uccidi un animale, interrompi il suo ciclo di evoluzione.
And it has to come back again in that animal form of life to continue its cycle.
E deve ritornare nella forma di vita animale per continuare questo ciclo.
So the animals have souls.
Perciò gli animali hanno un'anima.
They're like little children, they are not very conscious.
Sono come bambini, non sono molto coscienti.
But as you would not think of killing a little child just because he's ignorant.
Così come non penseresti di uccidere un bambino soltanto perché è ignorante.
You cannot kill these ignorant children of God.
Non si possono uccidere questi bambini di Dio.
Who are being maintained by God.
Che sono mantenuti da Dio.
He maintains all the animals and provides them food.
Lui mantiene tutti gli animali e provvede a loro il cibo.
But just to satisfy the palate that people have developed for these abominable foods.
Ma soltanto per soddisfare il palato delle persone che hanno sviluppato per questo tipo di cibo abominevole.
There is a great industry and a great distribution.
C'è una grande industria, una grande distribuzione.
Of slaughtered flesh everywhere.
Di carne macellata ovunque.
It is not enough to know that after this body dies, the soul takes another life. When we rise in the evolutionary scale to the human form of life, we have the facility to break the cycle of repeated birth and death.
Di interrompere il ciclo di nascita e morte.
And that's the real purpose of human life.
Questo è il vero significato della vita umana.
There's a class of philosophers.
C'è una classe di filosofi.
Called the impersonalists.
Chiamati gli impersonalisti.
Who tried to become liberated from birth and death.
Che cercano di liberarsi dalla morte e dalla nascita.
By leading austere lives and studying Vedic philosophy.
Portando avanti una vita austera e studiando la filosofia vedica.
And worshipping the impersonal aspect of God.
E adorando l'aspetto impersonale di Dio.
In the impersonal form, God is present as light.
In una forma impersonale Dio è presente come luce.
Called the Brahma Jyoti.
Chiamato Brahma Jyoti.
The Brahma Jyoti is actually the rays coming from the body of Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Il Brahma Jyoti è in effetti la luce che emana dal corpo di Krishna, Dio la persona suprema.
It is made up of innumerable sparks of spirit souls.
Ed è formata da un'innumerevole quantità di scintille spirituali.
Who are inactive.
Che sono inattive.
And for the time being liberated from having to return to the material bodies.
E per il momento libera dal dover rinascere prendere altri corpi materiali.
But because they actually are persons,
ma poiché di fatto sono delle persone,
they become restless in this Brahma Jyoti.
Diventano irrequieti in questo Brahma Jyoti.
And seek a personal relationship again. But since they have no personal relationship with God,
e poiché non hanno una relazione personale con Dio,
the impersonalists have to fall down from the Brahman sky.
È detto che gli impersonalisti ricadono dal cielo spirituale.
Just like the demigods fall down from the higher planets.
Proprio come gli esseri celesti cadono dai pianeti superiori.
And they have to take birth again in human bodies.
E devono riprendere nascita in corpi di materiale.
What Krishna teaches later in the Bhagavad Gita,
quello che Krishna insegna più avanti nella Bhagavad Gita,
is devotional service.
È servizio devozionale.
And that is our constitutional position.
Questa è la nostra posizione costituzionale.
That is our dharma.
Questo è il nostro dharma.
The word dharma does not mean a particular religion.
Però dharma non significa una particolare religione.
Like Hindu or Christian or Islam or Buddhism.
Come Hindu, cristiano, buddista o islamico.
But dharma means the inherent nature of a living being.
Ma dharma significa la natura innata dell'essere vivente.
For example, the dharma of salt.
Ad esempio, il dharma del sale.
Is to taste salty. If it doesn't have that savor, then it is not actual salt.
Se non ha quel sapore, vuol dire che di fatto non è sale.
The dharma of water is liquidity.
Il dharma dell'acqua è la liquidità.
So dharma means the inherent nature of a thing.
Perciò dharma significa la natura inerente dell'essere.
And the inherent nature of a human being is to serve.
La natura inerente innata dell'essere vivente è quella di servire.
No one is the master.
Nessuno è maestro.
Either you serve God,
o servi Dio,
or you serve your country,
o servi il tuo paese,
or your family,
o la tua famiglia,
or you serve your own senses. Or some people take a pet. Pet animal. And actually the animal is supposed to be their pet, but they serve the animal.
Gli animali sono dovrebbero essere i loro animali domestici, ma queste persone diventano servitori degli animali.
When they take the dog for a walk,
portano il cane per una passeggiata,
they have to wait while the dog passes through.
Devono aspettare mentre il cane passa.
So, even the prime minister is a servant of the country.
Perciò anche il primo ministro è un servitore del paese.
If he does not satisfy the voters, then he will be deposed.
Se non soddisfa gli elettori sarà rimosso dalla sua posizione.
So the service should actually be directed toward God.
E perciò in realtà il servizio deve essere diretto a Dio.
In Sanskrit, a person who serves his senses is called Godas.
In Sanskrit, una persona che serve i propri sensi è chiamata Godas.
A person who controls his senses.
Una persona che controlla i sensi.
From serving these other masters, and just serves God is called Goswami. Goswami doesn't refer to a person in saffron dress. But any person who is leading a sense-controlled life, in the Krishna consciousness movement, when a devotee gets initiated, he agrees or she agrees to control their senses and not engage in illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, or gambling. This is not just a unnecessary restriction from natural pleasures. Sex is allowed, but in sacred marriage for raising children. And the devotee becomes intoxicated by chanting the holy names and feasting on Krishna prasadam. He does not eat meat, he eats foods offered to Krishna. He does not eat meat, he eats foods that can be offered to Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says what kind of foods he accepts in a devotional offering. He said, if you offer me some fruit or vegetable or water with love, I will accept it. So a devotee of Krishna, if Krishna asked for meat, he would offer him meat. We are not merely vegetarians, but we are prasadatarians. To break the cycle of birth and death is very difficult. If we have a little material desire, then we have to come back and experience the karma. In the present age, is a very bad age for getting liberation. In former ages, they used to practice meditation. For gaining liberation. But they had very long life duration of thousands of years. Now no one lives more than 100 years, and no one is interested in breaking the cycle of birth and death. Only a few people want to go back to Godhead. Krishna is more desirous of our going back to Godhead than we are of going there.
Krishna ha più desiderio che noi torniamo da lui di quanto ne abbiamo noi.
People don't have any information about the spiritual planets.
La gente non ha alcuna informazione dei pianeti spirituali.
But there are spiritual planets where Krishna resides, where life is full of eternity, bliss and knowledge. One can go there only when he has developed full love of God. There are two spiritual realms in the spiritual planets. One is called the Vaikuntha planets.
Uno è chiamato pianeti Vaikuntha.
There, Krishna is worshipped in his Vishnu form.
Lì, Krishna è adorato nella sua forma di Vishnu.
And the mood of worship is with awe and reverence.
Il sentimento dell'adorazione è quello del rispetto e della venerazione.
But higher even than Vaikuntha.
Ma ancora più alto di Vaikuntha.
Is Krishna Loka,
Krishna Loka.
Or Goloka Vrindavan.
Or Goloka Vrindavan.
There Krishna is served.
Lì Krishna è servito.
In different relationships.
In diverse relazioni.
He's served by servants.
È servito da servitori.
And in the more advanced stage, he's served by friends.
E in uno stadio più avanzato è servito da amici.
Krishna lives as a cowherd boy in Goloka Vrindavan.
Krishna vive come pastore a Goloka Vrindavan.
In beautiful forests with lakes and rivers and birds and
in foreste meravigliose con fiumi e uccelli.
And so many loving associates.
Così tanti compagni amorevoli.
So the friends of Krishna are cowherd boys like him. And they herd the cows together. And sometimes, when Krishna was on this earth, there was a great demonic king, Kamsa, who tried to kill Krishna. And sent demons to Vrindavan.
Che mandavano dei demoni a Vrindavan.
They would take huge shapes.
Prendevano delle forme enormi.
Like a huge duck or a huge horse.
Come ad esempio un enorme anitra o un enorme cavallo.
But Krishna would kill them just as easy as a child breaks a toy.
Ma Krishna li uccideva con la facilità con cui un bambino rompe un giocattolo.
And his friends used to celebrate his victories.
E i suoi amici erano soli di celebrare le sue vittorie.
One time a snake form came called Agasura.
Una volta è arrivato questo grande serpente chiamato Agasura.
And he lay in the road with his mouth wide open.
Ed era steso sulla strada con la sua bocca aperta.
The boys speculated on whether this was an actual snake or just a statue.
E i ragazzi speculavano se questo era veramente un serpente o un'enorme statua.
Finally they decided that even if there was some danger, Krishna would save them.
Ma sono arrivati alla conclusione che anche se fosse pericoloso Krishna li avrebbe salvati.
So they marched into the mouth of this snake with his mouth open.
Quindi hanno marciato verso la bocca aperta di questo serpente.
Krishna hesitated momentarily, thinking how to save them.
Krishna ha esitato momentaneamente, pensando come poter salvarli.
And then he entered the mouth of the snake.
E poi entrò nella bocca del serpente.
He expanded himself then and made his body very big.
E a quel punto si espanse e rese il suo corpo molto grande.
Until the snake's eyes popped out.
E affinché gli occhi del serpente sono usciti fuori dalle orbite.
And his spirit soul
e l'anima spirituale
sprung out and was suspended in the air.
Uscì fuori e rimase sospesa nell'aria.
Krishna then revived all his cowherd friends and they came out of the mouth of the snake.
A quel punto Krishna ha tirato fuori, ha rinvenuto tutti i suoi amici e li ha portati fuori dalla bocca del serpente.
And the spirit soul of the snake then came down and entered into the body of Krishna.
L'anima spirituale del serpente a quel punto venne giù e entrò nel corpo di Krishna.
Because Krishna had entered its body,
perché dovuto al fatto che Krishna è entrato nel suo corpo,
Agasura attained the impersonal liberation of merging with Krishna's body.
Agasura ha ottenuto la liberazione di poter essere immersi nel corpo di Krishna.
And sometimes the boys would wrestle with Krishna.
Talvolta i ragazzi combattevano con Krishna.
And Krishna would become defeated.
E Krishna veniva sconfitto.
And have to carry a boy on his back.
E doveva poi portare a cavallo i suoi amici.
Even more advanced in intimacy than the friends of Krishna.
Ancora più un'intimità ancora più elevata di quella degli amici di Krishna.
Are the parents of Krishna.
È quella dei genitori di Krishna.
Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj.
Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj.
And there are other elder gopas and gopis who are in that mood of parents towards Krishna and Balaram.
Ci sono altri gopa e gopi che erano in quel sentimento di essere genitori di Krishna e Balaram.
So in Goloka Vrindavan they don't see Krishna as God.
So in Goloka Vrindavan non vedono Krishna come Dio.
But as their friend or as their child.
Ma come loro amico o come loro bambino.
Mother Yashoda thought that unless she took care of Krishna and fed him and protected him,
Mother Yashoda pensava che a meno che non si prendesse cura di Krishna e lo lattasse e lo proteggesse,
he would die.
Krishna sarebbe morto.
And even more intimate than the parental relationship with Krishna,
ancora più intimo della relazione di genitore con Krishna,
is the conjugal relationship with Krishna. This was enjoyed by the cowherd damsels or gopis of Vrindavan.
Questo era assaporato dalle pastorelle e amiche di Krishna.
Who loved Krishna as their lover.
Che amavano Krishna come loro amante.
Some of these girls were even married.
Alcune di queste ragazze erano addirittura sposate.
But they risked their social positions and
ma rischiavano la loro posizione sociale.
And their good reputations by going out to join Krishna at night
andando fuori di notte per incontrarsi con Krishna
when he played his flute
quando lui suonava il flauto
and they enjoyed the rasa dance with him
loro si divertivano con la danza rasa con Krishna.
So to attain or to aspire to attain to Goloka Vrindavan takes millions of births as an ordinary devotee. It cannot be imitated. But being very compassionate on us, Krishna has made it easy in this difficult age.
Krishna lo ha reso facile in questa età difficile.
Approximately 500 years ago,
circa 500 anni fa,
Krishna appeared himself.
Krishna è apparso in persona.
Krishna in his original form appeared 5,000 years ago.
Krishna nella sua forma originale è apparso 5,000 anni fa.
In the bluish body carrying the flute.
Corpo bluastro che portava il flauto.
As in this painting here with Krishna and the gopis.
Come in questo dipinto corrisponde con Krishna e loro.
And he appeared instead in this form, in this painting.
E apparve invece in questa forma, come in questa
as Lord Chaitanya, who appeared in the mood of the pure devotee of Krishna. And he taught a very easy method of Krishna consciousness, that you simply have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and lead a saintly life. He taught specifically the Maha Mantra that we've been singing tonight. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Srila Prabhupada brought this Maha Mantra to the Western countries in 1965, and in 12 years he spread it to all over the world. He came personally to Rome in 1974 to encourage the devotees to spread Krishna consciousness in Italy, which they're doing in so many centers throughout the country, and distributing Prabhupada's books about Krishna. And distributing Krishna prasadam. So this very easy method makes it possible for us to break the cycle of birth and death. And in the scripture, the Brihad Narada Purana, it is said that in this age of Kali, there is no other way to attain God consciousness except to chant Hare Krishna. And it is repeated three times. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. So we can chant together in kirtan and chant alone on beads, which is known as japa. You can chant as many rounds as you possibly can every day. But Prabhupada said, of all the instructions of the spiritual master, the instruction to chant 16 rounds a day is most essential. So let us chant Hare Krishna and honor Krishna Prasadam and go back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? For this lecture?
Yes.
Yeah.
I live a state of confusion, or a state of inner confusion, because I would like to follow a standard of spiritual programs as the ISKCON temples. But my job and my commitments to job and family commitments do not allow me that, and I am just able to recite and to chant 16 rounds. What would you suggest? Padamanda dice: mi trovo in uno stato di confusione interiore perché vorrei seguire uno standard di programma spirituale come intendisco. ma i beni lavorativi di famiglia non lo consentono e non appena riesco a recitare 16 giri. Cosa mi consigli?
You should try to chant some quota of rounds that is possible for you.
Dovresti provare a cantare un numero di giri che ti è possibile.
Whether it's 4 rounds or 8 rounds.
Che sia 4 giri o 8 giri.
And then see if you get a taste from this, it may be possible to chant more.
E puoi vedere se hai il gusto per questo, puoi anche farne di più.
There are many householders who have full-time jobs who do chant 16 rounds.
Ci sono molti devoti sposati che hanno impegni lavorativi a tempo pieno e riescono a cantare 16 giri.
You can inquire from them how they manage to do it. The best time for spiritual practices is in the morning. If you can rise a little early, it may be possible to chant a good amount of rounds before going to work. And if your family life is congenial, when you return from work, you can chant some more. If the whole family is Krishna conscious, then it becomes possible. But if some elements of the family are opposed to your chanting and don't give you some time and space to do it, then family life becomes difficult. If the husband and wife are both trying to chant, they can chant. They can chant together instead of watching television. Or doing other frivolous things at night.